Meghan Markle suffered a miscarriage and she wrote about it in the New York Times. This was July. She said she woke up, was changing Archie's nappy, felt a cramp, fell to the floor, and
it
sadly,
was awful, that one, isn't
it's
it?
It is. Mm. It's just awful.
Mm. How far gone was she?
Oh well, they're not saying.
Okay.
They're kind of hinting that it might have been obviously in the first trimester,
righto,
which is sadly the majority of miscarriages occurring in that time.
True.
But it is. You know what's good about this? More and more people talking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things that used to be a taboo subject.
Oh, my mum, hence the reason I was adopted. My adopted
Many
mum had
miscarriages.
A couple, yeah, just couldn't hold.
Yeah.
And that's why they gave up and went for adoption.
Yep.
And never, ever spoken about. I was never told that. I was told that by my birth mum.
Yeah, okay.
If you know what I mean. Like, she had that conversation with Jill. Certainly not us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's embarrassed. And
yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, you're right.
Look, I had one, Steve.
Did you?
Yeah, and you know what? I just started telling friends.
Yes, there you go. See, isn't that a... Yeah. Why? Tell me why.
Oh, why did I tell people?
No. Tell me why you felt not to. Was it just because it was personal and private, or was it you were... I don't know. What is it?
It's just so sad.
Righto. Okay, well, sad, I understand.
Yeah, I just started to tell. I remember Mike and I were in Sydney and... We'd gone to a dinner with my very best friend, right? And I took him outside and I said, guess what? And so we were really happy because he knew because I wasn't having a glass of wine, you know? Yeah. And then honestly, it would have been days later. And it's just, I've never talked about it.
You go from that elation to it is horrible. But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It is horrible. But good that you can talk about it.
Honestly,
just happened
first
to be
time.
On radio. Yeah. So us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's what, 20 plus years ago?
No, it would have been 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Still there. That's not that long.
Yeah.
For something as personally tragic as that.
Yeah. Anyway. That's life.
Yeah, there we go. That's how we move on from subjects. Anyway, it's interesting, as a parent and a male, and I use gender here too because I'm not the one that gets pregnant, it's interesting that from Meghan Markle's miscarriage conversations today, it's made me realise just today that it's not talked about, is it?
Oh, it's one of the very last taboo subjects that we don't talk about. And
I mean, I had no idea of yours.
Well, I mentioned this to Steve earlier because I've never talked about it because we just don't talk about it.
I know.
And if you're just waking up, Meghan Markle has suffered a miscarriage in July and she's penned an article in the New York Times and it's getting a lot of media coverage and I'm kind of glad about that because it is, we're talking about it, so I'm sure others will.
I'm curious as to where it started that it's not talked about. For me, as the person who didn't have it, be it if I'm not the father, if I'm your friend, I would feel, I don't know what to say. Will I make her sadder? I'll just pretend it didn't happen. And that's not necessarily the right way to go about it, but I don't know, you know, to me it'd be, if I brought it up, it'd make you sadder.
Yeah, but...
And that's not necessarily the case.
I think because it then becomes almost like a solitary mourning, because people feel they can't talk about it, it makes it worse. It impacts you for longer. And here's the interesting thing, and we were talking about this off air. When you fall pregnant, the whole idea is don't tell anybody for 3 months.
Yep.
Because once you hit that 12-week mark, you're more than likely able to keep that baby safe inside and go on to have hopefully a happy, healthy baby.
And if not, and there is a miscarriage, no one's the wiser.
That's why...
It's kind of weird when you think about
absolutely. it. Absolutely. So that's why the culture is we don't tell anyone for the first 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And if you do suffer a miscarriage, well, then no one knows. You don't get the awkward questions. How are you going? How's the pregnancy? And you don't have to answer it with, well, I've just lost the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, I guess, culturally, we've tried to protect the woman. But in that, when people do suffer a miscarriage...
You suffer it alone.
You're on your own.
Or with your partner.
And no one can help you through it.
Yeah.
So...
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, probably because we haven't talked about it, I haven't really thought about it on this angle.
Now, here are some statistics for you that 1 in 4 pregnancies end in a miscarriage in Australia.
So there's a lot of women right now who have experienced it.
That's why we thought we'd talk about it and maybe you want to join the conversation. What do you think of what we just said in that we have this cultural way of don't tell anyone? So you can get through that first 12 weeks safely. Would you like to see that barrier brought down? And should you be celebrating pregnancy from the get-go Or do you think it's okay to keep it quiet because miscarriage is something you want to go through silently, quietly, solitarily?
Our number's 133353 if you want to get involved this morning at Triple M.
Is there anything in it where a woman will be embarrassed by it? And embarrassed is the worst word I can think of, but it's the one I mean.
Yeah.
Saying, I can't carry a baby or something.
100%.
There is.
I went through that.
Okay. So when there is a sense of, I don't want anyone to know because I didn't fulfil what I should be able to do. Is that right?
100%. Wow. And that's the sad part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that stems from this idea that you don't tell anyone for the first 12 weeks in case you have a miscarriage.
Yeah.
So it makes you feel, or it made me feel like my body failed me and I failed this baby.
Which when you really think about it is ridiculous.
Of course it is.
But it is where you go.
Oh,
and on from that brings on depression and mental illness as well, I imagine.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, wow. I'm glad we're talking about it because, you know, both of us are big on talking about subjects that's taboo.
And
this
one
I hadn't thought of.
Well, you know, when I had Lorc, because of all the issues I had with Lorc and he was very primmy, honestly, you have no idea the years after that of the guilt I felt. I felt like I'd let down my baby.
Mm.
So then to compound that and have a miscarriage a few years later, I think I'm still a mess about that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do. I feel like the issues Lorc has medically, I feel like that's because I couldn't hold him inside.
I get that. But also, too, from then the next to the miscarriage, another fail, but also it was just you and Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one knew.
Well, I told one of my very best friends.
Right.
But that was because we'd hit the 12-week mark and I thought I was home and hosed. And then it was only a few days after that. So, yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, it is. Well, look, we're talking about it and it seems that a lot of people want to talk about it with us. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Nikki. You've been through miscarriage too?
Yeah, I had two, one after another, one at 8 weeks and one at 9.5 weeks.
Mm.
My husband and I were trying after we had our daughter in 2017 for well over 8 months. And then I had the two miscarriages after we had our daughter in 2017, straight after one another. But I kept it to myself. Because I've got two stepchildren as well as a little girl, and I'm just the hopes of getting their hopes up of having a brother or sister and then losing it, it would have just been too traumatic.
Mm.
Oh, there's that. See, I didn't think of that angle.
See, there's all different angles, and that's why it's good to talk about, because that one's a great point.
Yeah.
Go back. Nikki, was there a sense of embarrassment for you we were talking about with Tanya?
Oh, I'm pretty open about my two miscarriages because after I had my second miscarriage, we just went, okay, if it happens, it happens.
Yep.
And then in 2019, we were blessed with our little boy, Colton.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
So I had a few issues with the pregnancy with him and we thought we lost him at 12 weeks, but he held on and he's surely paying, you know, showing me that now he's still a little fighter, but yeah.
Good on you.
He's two in July next year.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nikki. What about Danielle?
Hey, Danielle.
Hi. So my experience with pregnancy loss is a little bit different. I would have gotten, if I hadn't told anyone, I would have gotten to my 12-week ultrasound and I would have had to have told people that I was both pregnant and that my baby was terminally ill in the same sentence. Mm. I didn't say anything beforehand. So I'm a firm believer in telling people before 12 weeks. That way you have support when things do go wrong.
Yeah, that's the conversation today, isn't it, Danielle?
I think so
because it's too sad. And you feel, I don't know, I'm with you. I think if you can and you want to,
well,
it
boils down to a choice thing, but it certainly should get away with the stigma of not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it does come down to a choice, doesn't it? It's like we want to support everybody and all of our friends and loved ones on any loss.
Yeah. Thanks, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Julian's at Rutherford.
Hey, Julian. You there, Julian?
Hi. How you going?
Yeah, good. You've been through it?
Yeah, I had three miscarriages.
Mm.
After the first one, I told people that when I was 8 weeks, but this was like 26 years ago, and everything was rosy. And then I went for an ultrasound because I didn't feel right, and there was a sac but no baby, which is quite common.
Yeah.
And then I fell pregnant again, and pretty much the same thing happened again. And then my doctor said, well, we can't keep doing this to you, so he sent me off for tests and things like that. But what I wanted to say is a lot of people assume that it's the female's fault, if you want to say that, why people have a miscarriage. Oftentimes it's something to do with the male sperm.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's more. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's sad to apportion blame because it's just a sad situation all round.
Yeah, exactly. There's no blame. It's just going
sad,
on in your body.
But I think if you tell people, you've got more people to support you.
Yes. Yep.
Even though you say, well, you know, don't make them public knowledge, but you tell your close family and friends.
Mm. I agree. Thanks, Jillian.
And then no worries at all. Thank you.
You take care.
See, I think too on a father mother thing, or husband, wife, partner, whatever you call it, is it's really hard because there's a lot of excited dads that lose their but it doesn't physically happen to them.
No, exactly.
And there lies the difference in emotions and what you go
through. Yeah, and you do. Honestly, you feel that guilt. You do, and that's what we've got to get over.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, we just opened the door. Let's hope it keeps open. You know, this whole bad bathroom habit thing.
Yeah.
Can I just start off by whenever BJ has a shower, I go in there and I get my rowboat.
Yeah.
And I row. I row across to the sink and then pull the plug and hopefully drain the whole bathroom.
Did teenagers do that? Yeah, of course he did and does. He'll come home soon for Christmas and, I'll be snorkeling.
It's amazing,
in
isn't
the
it?
Bathroom again.
How do they do it?
I don't know. Well, they don't have to clean it. That's why they don't care.
Right.
But there is a story around today about how our bathroom habits are risking our health. Sadly, we can't point the finger at the kids and say, that's on there because it's not putting too much water. Should be on there. It's bad for our health.
Yeah.
So are you making these basic hygiene mistakes? Taking your phone with you into the loo?
Yep.
Yuck. No.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to.
Why not?
Because it's dirty.
What's dirty?
Taking your phone with you.
Why?
When you're doing bits and pieces in there and then transferring that bacteria onto your phone.
It's an interesting name for it.
Well, that's what it is.
Just off to the toilet to do a bit and pieces. Bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces, yes.
Okay, so no phone.
No phone in the toilet.
Do you take your phone in on JR?
It's in there, yeah.
There we go.
Maybe it's a boy-girl thing.
Maybe.
Nick, do you take... Maybe. She'd take a phone.
Yeah, she's daddy.
What about keeping your toothbrush in a cabinet or a head protector?
No, I don't have that. Mine's usually on the floor.
Next to the toilet.
Well, that way I've got easy reach for it and the phone.
Oh, well, that's why you keep it in the cabinet or in a head protector.
No, it's just a thing. I go, Baxter, get my toothbrush. And he picks it off the floor and hands it to me. Oh, good boy.
Oh, well, you know
No, I don't have the head. It's, you know when you have a
cup?
A cup, I guess.
Still need a head protector.
Do you have a head protector?
Yeah.
Of course she does. What am I saying? Why did I even ask?
Because you flush and bacteria goes spraying around the room and lands on your toothbrush.
I don't brush my teeth in the toilet, mate.
Yeah, but your toilet's in your bathroom.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Okay.
I know what to get you for Christmas now.
What, a new bathroom?
Head protector. What else is terrible? Wiping the wrong way. You know it's front to back. We don't need to linger on that one.
Oh, God. Thanks, Ken.
That's all right.
What?
And we don't need to linger, I said, Steve.
Okay.
We don't need to go back.
All right.
The last one is leaving wet towels in the bathroom. This is a weird one because I'm guilty of this. They say you shouldn't leave your wet towel hanging in the bathroom. It should go out into the sun every day.
No,
I don't do that.
No, I don't either. Mine's on the floor.
Well,
next to the toothbrush.
Next to the toothbrush.
And the toilet.
Yeah.
It feels like the 12 days of Steve's Christmas day in the toilet.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I never leave the joint. It's the only place I'll get peace and quiet until Baxter comes in to get my toothbrush.
And here's one more. You don't share your towel with your family members.
Oh.
Who does that? No one. Oh, Steve. You've got to stop sharing with Baxter.
No,
seriously.
No, BJ.
Don't.
And I'll tell you why. It's your fault.
Why?
Because you know those two really nice towels you got me when I moved in?
They're the same colour.
One's mine, one's BJ's. But we don't know because they're the same towels. So
why don't you have your hanging spot and his hanging spot?
Well, you've seen my bathroom. It's only got one hang rack. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have
to. And by the way, you got those 2 years ago. Should I wash them?
60 degrees at least once a week. God's sake. Oh, my God.
I can't believe BJ and I are still alive.
We started this yesterday. As you know, they dedicate
different days, both internationally and nationally, to weird and wonderful things.
And we've never really known where they've come from. It's just one person making them up in a little dark room somewhere, I'm sure.
It is. I'm sure it is. It was a huge deal made out a few years ago when they introduced International Redhead Day to the calendar.
Yes.
Remember?
Yep.
Rangers everywhere.
Yep.
Getting, yeah.
And we got in trouble for calling them rangers.
Well, yeah.
And gingers.
That's true.
And carrot tops.
So we thought yesterday we would start our very own, and this is in preparation for 2021.
Mm.
Looking forward to celebrating things after the crap year we've all had. We do, rather than national and international, we do our own calendar and call it Newcastle Day of dot, dot, dot.
Now, I wanted Newcastle Day of Tradies so we could all on that day come in, wear our high-vis, get a little helmet on, have a hammer. And go home at lunchtime.
Well, the Knights do it. Why not the rest of us?
There you go.
I suggested the those of us that love Recorder, Recorder enthusiasts gather in Civic Park Day.
Massive response to that too, T. Massive response.
Yeah, so far it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Hey.
I said two, but no, not yet.
And then we had this bloke.
This one will definitely get you a day off, and it's close to both your hearts. Newey Hangover Day.
It's definitely in the calendar, Craig. I can tell you that.
Everyone has to have a blinder the night before.
Rightio.
Oh, I think you'll find that sounding more like a festival, Craig. Mind you, you know that's going to be a Monday, don't you?
Yeah.
It's just going to be.
So we did put it now only up on Instagram yesterday. We will put it up on Facebook today so you can still have your say because this is growing legs.
Mm.
We've had some wonderful suggestions.
And our number's 133353, by the way, if you want to chip in.
Yeah. So far, we've had Newcastle Day of Nuatali Nelms. Everyone eats Nutella for a day.
Oh, there you are. Well thought out.
What about the day of
that Daniel... was from, hang on, that is from Nuatali Nelms.
Newcastle Day of Daniel Johns and Silver Chair.
Yeah.
Knights Appreciation Day. Well, they get that every Monday.
I like Truckies Day.
Truckies Day is great. Mm.
Can I wear a blue singlet?
You can.
Yeah.
And the Newcastle Day of Drinking Schooners of Beer Day.
What's your idea, Kirsten?
Well, I think starting tomorrow, we should have the National... Screaming Jets Day for Newcastle.
Oh, jeez.
Love that.
Won't Dave love that?
Yeah.
Hey, he'd be on the first plane up.
Beauty. Let's lock it in. The Cambridge Hotel tomorrow night.
Yeah, I am. It would be at the Cambridge, you're right.
Of course. All right. Well, your suggestion is noted, Kristen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it be good if we could, and I know it's virtually impossible, but to get them together again.
Oh, stop it.
Like the originals.
It won't happen.
I know. Hey, we've got Kelly here.
Kelly, Newcastle Day of what?
Paying it forward.
Paying it forward. I love that. Yes. Didn't we try that 15 years ago or so?
Yeah, failed dismally. We're bloody Novocastrians. yeah, I do. I always like that pay forward thing. Very hard to keep up with, though.
Mm.
It's just a nice idea to put out, though, Kelly. I get that.
Yep.
And we all then do it ourselves. But it's very hard to track.
Spread some love with 2020. It's been a tough year.
True.
Yeah,
I love it. Thanks, Kel.
Yeah.
What about Rod? Newcastle Day of what, Rod?
Newcastle Day of the Phallic Tower.
There we go. There we go.
So on the anniversary of when it was deflated.
Well, when it went up or when it was pulled down.
Yep.
Yeah. Deflated, you
yes,
say.
Yes, deflated. that could be the day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, really, so many people miss it.
Yeah.
So many people don't.
Rod does. You Rod miss been, it, I, don't you, Rod?
Yeah. Oh, I climbed it a couple of times.
Yeah.
okay. When it was legal to go
when
up the
legal.
Inside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go up the stairwell up to the top of the viewing tower.
Yes.
Wasn't it great when you got to the top, Rod, at the viewing tower and realised you couldn't view because everything was closed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rod. And Jane, Newcastle Day of what?
You there, Jane?
Potty Mouth Day.
Potty Mouth Day.
Where nobody takes offence.
Oh.
Right. So it's kind of a combination of being able to swear and no one can get offended. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I'll tell you what, Jane, this show would be cracking.
I don't know whether we'd return after Newcastle Day of Potty Mouth, but love the suggestion, Jane.
Yeah, no, we will have Potty Mouth Day and then celebrate that with Hangover Day and then Unemployment Day.
Yeah. We're going to definitely do a calendar for next year.
Yeah, throw them around, keep them coming to us, and we'll have a couple of days for Newcastle.
Yes.
And we'll just centralise it, make it local, make it us.
That's it.
Instead of this international business made up by some person in a dark room.
Mm. Yeah, I think today's the International Day of the Parfait.
Yeah, see, well, there you go.
That's what I mean. We can do a whole lot better than that.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that Recorder Day?
It's definitely going to grow legs.
There's no question. I hope it grows something, mate.